Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
It is 8.5 minutes past the hour of the Rick and Bubba Show. National anthem done. Kickoff hour done. Helmsy and Speedy today. The real Greg Burgess is out today. The only grandchild so far to go into coaching is Greg's son, Taylor Burgess, and he's been a part of some staffs in Georgia and Alabama, and that young man has been part of a lot of state championships and is coaching another one tonight. So the real Greg Burgess and his family obviously will be traveling to that game today and back sometime tomorrow, maybe before the show is over. But we hope they all have a great time, and we wish the Thompson Warriors out of Alabama good luck tonight in another state championship game in Sweet Home, Alabama, which is where the show's based. In the no-name studio out here on the bleeding edge of technology. And let's bring him in here, the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! Howdy, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess?
There's Toby Mac's version of Little Drummer Boy. It's a good one.
Can I tell you, look right there on four. there's the big flying tomato. So, you know.
Where's Larry the cucumber? We saw Bob, the tomato. There's Larry right beside him. I had a green shirt on, too. We didn't like Bob and Larry from VeggieTales.
We're in a promo that's running for Toys for Tots on one of our local TV stations. We just saw it. That kind of caught me off guard. First time I'd seen it. Mm. You know, we had the Kevin Derberry song yesterday, was my favorite arrangement of that song. And I'll be honest with you, that one of Toby is my favorite arrangement of Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, it's a great one. It is real good. I like it in King and Country. Theirs is really good, too. Yep. So, that's all good. Can I start out with something that
Come on, Rick.
And it's rare that I'll air my grievance on...
Well, you just never do it.
On social media. Because I have this show, but I sometimes there's just things I can't continue to let go.
I saw this,
and I don't understand this. Normally when I'm dealing with any kind of social media, it's just a one way message. It's just say there's something you need to be aware of. Here's how Thanksgiving went. Here's what we got going on with the man church. Here's what we got going on with the show. Here's what we got this coming up. But for the life of me, I love James Spann. Okay, we all do.
Who does not?
The last time I checked, James Spann's expertise is weather. Okay, he's a meteorologist.
Yes.
Okay, and he's one of the best. You know, we're a little bit biased, but we probably think the best. But definitely one of the best.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you want to know about weather, that's your guy. 100%. He don't have anything to do with traffic. Mm-hmm. And he has no idea what that smell is. Okay. Right. I don't understand why people are asking James things that have nothing to do with weather. Hey, we got a traffic jam out here on 65, James. What's that got to do with weather? Okay, unless it's caused by the weather, then you could do it. Hey, I smell smoke over here. You know what that is, James? How does James know what smoke is? Mm-hmm. I mean, why you smell smoke? Why are we asking James Spann and sending him pictures of traffic jams?
There it is right there. There's your post.
And fires. Why do people report traffic issues and smoke smells to Span? He's a meteorologist. Can we stick with weather?
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you responded.
I got so tired of it.
When I read that, I went to Rick. That was it for Rick. He's like, they do it a lot.
Hey, I've let it go for a while.
They do traffic every day.
Why y'all are letting James know about the traffic? He's not the traffic guy. Yeah. He's the weather guy.
Hey, exit so-and-so. It's stopped.
Hey, James, it's backed up at exit 125. What's James going to do about it? Why does the weatherman need to give me that information? Now, if cars are backing up because they're sliding on ice, absolutely. Then we can bring him in, okay? Now, why y'all keep asking what that smell is? How does he know what the smell is?
And a lot of this had to do with the fact that we had a big line of thunderstorms.
What's that smell?
Affected a lot of people across the southeast. Yeah. And
hey,
still affecting a lot of people.
Hey, James, up here where everybody's shopping for Christmas, a lot of folks. Okay,
I don't know about y'all.
James need to know this.
I don't know about y'all, but I can deal with thunderstorms at most any hour of the day, except at 1 or 2 in the morning.
Well,
because it wakes me up and I can't go back to sleep.
Speaking of James, when I do follow his app and his forecast and all that, because he is one of the best. And I don't ask him about traffic or what that smell
is.
Right. Okay, I don't know what he knows about fire, but anyway. When I saw his timeline, I'm 100% Bussy. I'm with you because of how crucial sleep is to this job.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I saw when we were going to deal with it, and I thought, you can't even have sleep.
No, because, you can't have nothing.
Because I cannot sleep in them. I'm very, very sensitive to the thunder, lightning, and high winds.
Well, and then your weather radio's going off, and we all have to have those and have them on.
High winds outside the window. Yeah, and then you hear the hard rain and it's blowing up against your window.
Yep,
and that wakes me up every single time. So I told Bub, I said, "I'm on split sleep today. That means I just slept when I could."
Yeah. But I had a barking dog in there, and you really can't sleep.
Yeah, I woke up a lot. I woke up a lot. Didn't sleep through.
No, mm-mm. Not at all.
So anyway, that's what good delicious coffee's for.
Yeah, and Rick, our next segment. Coaches. We got coaches galore.
Anybody want to ask James about that too?
Right.
Why are we asking James these questions that have nothing to do with weather? James, hey, let you know, traffic's backed up. He's not the traffic guy.
Yeah.
15 minutes past. More Rick and Bubba coming up right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so how many people out there right now would love to have a delicious piece of meat, knowing at the same time that you're supporting the way farming was done with family farms that have been farming for generations? Well, if you want to do that, it's real simple. Go to moinkbox.com/Bubba right now. That's M-O-I-N-K. You talk about delicious. Just the pork that comes from this wonderful company, it's farmed like your grandparents did. Moint, the meat tastes like it should. The family farm has always produced a better product, but sometimes it's been hard on them to get that product to market at a price, that we can all afford. And the folks at Moint, they've made that happen. And, of course, the beef is delicious as well. Now, if you remember when Moint went on Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, he tried Moink's bacon and declared right there in front of the world it's the best bacon he'd ever tasted. and if you remember, the guy who founded the Ring doorbell, Jamie, is it Siminoff? I think it's his name. He jumped at the chance to invest in Moink, so he's one of their investors. So, and that guy, I think, knows a good product when he sees one. He's done pretty well with that doorbell thing, hasn't he?
I think it's going to be around.
Yeah, I think so. So keep American farming going by signing up at moinkbox.com/Bubba right now. Because you're part of the Rick and Bubba family, we're going to get you, and oh, these are so delicious, free filet mignon in every order for a whole year. That's 1 year of the best filet you have ever tasted for a limited time. So right now, go to moinkbox.com/Bubba. That's moinkbox.com/Bubba. So, Bubba, we now have I watched a little bit of it. First time this season that I saw some of it, the playoff committee. I will tell you this, the guy they've put in charge of it this year, boy, he's an exciting character, isn't he? can we get somebody with just a little more pizzazz? Man, Speedy, he had a terrible uncomfortable last night after it was over, and that he was trying to explain their thought process in that wonderful monotone, which really draws you to the tube. He kept calling Purdue Penn State. And you could tell that Reese Davis, he was. You ever see the person trying to correct it?
Yeah, he wanted to jump in.
And when you have a monologuer who's monotone, they don't ever give you an end.
Right, because they just keep talking.
And he kept talking about Michigan playing unranked Penn State in the championship game, and it was driving Reese Davis crazy. And so when he finally stopped the monologue, Reese was like, "And I know you mean Purdue, not Penn State." And look, even in that, the guy goes, and he sits there for a minute, and he goes, yeah. Okay. But anyway, so if we played the playoffs today.
If it started today.
If it was played today.
It would be Georgia at number one, Michigan number two, TCU three, and USC four. So you would see Georgia and USC play, and you would see Michigan and TCU play.
Mm.
That would be how it would break down. Now, sitting on the doorstep looking in, Ohio State number five, Alabama number six, Tennessee number seven, and really who's ended up having a pretty good season is Penn State sitting at number eight. Clemson is nine, K-State at 10. So, you know, the Buckeye Nation is sitting there going, tell me, for the love of Pete, you're not going to let the Horned Frogs have our spot. You know they feel like they are better than TCU based on schedule.
You know,
if you know an Ohio State fan, trust me, they think they're better.
Now, they're delusional, because if you look at TCU's wins, they're actually more impressive than Ohio State's. But anyway, what I would say, and this is not going to make me very popular, because that will be me giving in to the Ohio State, we believe a lot of times, overhype. They are a very athletic football team, and they can make things happen. Because I don't really care if any of these teams win the national championship. I have no dog in this hunt, okay? If it were me, and I know this is not going to be popular, and it's not what's going to happen, so I'm not saying that. If I was just a football fan that said, when the playoffs get here, I want to be excited about all games, all three games, okay? I would go Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama. That'd be my four.
That's who I'd
rather watch.
Mm-hmm. What about, you don't want USC in there?
I don't. Not really? This year.
They're pretty good.
Not this year.
Have you seen them play?
I have not.
Oh, you Rick, need to you see love the,
you need
the way
to see
they
their
play.
Quarterback. He's
they got players. You love from Oklahoma. You love
I just
this
said,
bunch.
I just said I think those you've, four teams would deliver the best playoff.
Here's why I'm disappointed. You've been my USC buddy the entire year.
I'm like Lincoln Riley, what he's done. I made that very clear. And I was the one who brought your attention to USC. I said, hey, watch USC. And I said, they're playing good football right now. And I think they've had a great season. And I think they're probably one season away. I think next year's their year. And
I honestly thought we were going to have a chance to listen to that awesome fight song together.
No, we are. I think they're going to make it. I'm worried about them stumbling a little bit in this championship game. Just keep an eye on that.
Okay. Yeah, I do like USC's fight song.
So I think they're going to make a statement this
time. Okay, good.
In this game.
And maybe they will, and then I'll feel a lot better about it. Okay.
But
you know, they're one of those
USC buddies.
Let's look at
I'll be okay with them.
Okay.
But then I got to have Alabama in it though.
Let's look at the three.
I don't want to have a dud game.
The three looking in. Tennessee has lost their quarterback. Does that take the luster off them?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
So then you have Alabama and Ohio State. This is one of those cases where the Alabama fans, and I know this is painful to say, they needed Auburn to be better.
They did.
If they had beat a 7-3 team, 49-27, as opposed to whatever they were, 4-5-6 or whatever, that would have really helped them out. See, that would, matter of fact, if Auburn had been undefeated or had one loss, that would have really helped them out. They probably would have jumped Ohio.
Let me be perfectly clear. I understand that Alabama has only lost two games by a total of 4 points, but they also won some games very, very close, barely at the end. They don't deserve to be in this year.
I agree.
Totally, totally true.
I'm with you on that.
However, I know the abilities of Nick Saban and his staff. I know that I know a lot of us that like Alabama's run defense don't care for the defense coordinator right now. Got it. Okay. They've struggled against the run, which is not very Bama like. Okay. However, with that staff and the level of players they have, they can get in this playoff and make noise. They're actually playing better right now than they were at other parts of the season.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not an Alabama fan. I'm not a – I don't care. That's, you know, Alabama's won a bunch of national championships. They're not hurting for them. I'm just saying, as a college football fan who likes to watch a great playoff, I just want the four teams that I think can give me the best playoff.
Right.
And I think USC may be there. Okay. I'm worried about TCU laying an egg. I'm just going to tell you that.
I think one of the two is going to mess up this weekend.
Right.
I do think.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question to y'all is, when that happens, do you put Ohio State or Alabama in?
Ohio State.
Which one? And
if,
I do too.
If you go, who deserves
and I do
it?
Too. I
yeah,
do
Alabama.
And it
Alabama
pains me to
does,
say, but yes, I.
Alabama
feel
doesn't
way.
Deserve it, but they'd give us a better playoff.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
And that was the discussion
does
last
TCU,
night on the
does TCU deserve it over both of those teams?
Yes, they do. By the rules,
if they win out or if they lose.
If they win out,
yeah.
If they lose, no, because they're
no,
the
if
horns
they lose,
for
they
no other
be
reason.
Gone.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
they don't have the prestige.
Georgia and Michigan are in. Period. Win or lose, unless it's some kind of blowout, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Notice I've joined the things that don't make any sense because
yeah.
everybody else is doing it.
Sure.
I literally heard this last night, which is why I don't watch these shows because I can't believe some of the things they say. This was said. I wouldn't even say who said it. Okay, this was said on the TV that I was watching. You know, I just really think after Michigan's performance against Ohio State, especially late, they deserve to be number one.
See that?
I could almost live with that. Listen to the next statement. Even though Georgia, I do believe, is the better team.
Yeah.
But, well, then the better team should be at number one.
Yeah.
I mean, he just wants there to be a pat on the back to Michigan that he acknowledges. Don't we want the number one team to be the best team?
Yeah. So let's assume.
But I don't.
How can we make sense? So now I'm just joining in.
Let's assume the top four do not lose. They win out.
Yeah.
Okay. Ohio State is going to be sitting there going, the Horned Frogs got our spot.
Well,
and then when TCU gets drilled in the playoffs, they'll be going, see.
But we will say to them what we've said to everybody, but all you had to do was beat Michigan, and you didn't even play in your conference's championship game, so you don't get in.
Well,
that's it.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. And same thing to Bama.
So games matter.
Yeah, they do.
Games matter.
Yeah, they do.
And I think the players and coaches at Ohio State would actually agree with us. It's the fans that won't agree with us.
Right. And some of the commentators.
Yes.
Who, for some reason,
that makes zero sense.
Some of them just walk around chewing on a bug count. I mean,
well, yeah.
I mean, it's a, which, by the way,
I got a pocket full of Buckeyes.
We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba Show, 866. We be big as our number. Thanks for being with us. The 12 working days of Christmas starts tomorrow, and the first gift of Christmas, I mean, it might as well go to you. Why wouldn't it be you?
Why not?
Let me tell you how it's not going to be you if you don't listen to the live show or you don't watch the live show. If you're not with the live show, then it's not going to be you. And I know some of you, the live show, it's hard to do, but it's one of those things. There's nothing we can do about that. I mean, a live contest can only happen on the live part of the show.
Yep. Yep.
Now you can enjoy listening to someone else win it on the archives or whatever, and we love the archives. But when it comes to contest, and Bubba, you know,
you know what I'm looking forward to?
What is that?
Seeing if the phone system can handle it here. This will be our first year with this studio.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, the no name may get a name. But anyway, you know, we talk about that this is one of the things that the listeners of this show, and now, of course, over the years, the different viewers of the show, it's one of their favorite things. And a guy sent me a video last night saying that he saw one of those bell ringers, you know, they do outside that ring the bells for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, right.
And they said, boy, you can tell this guy's getting ready for the 12 working days of Christmas. Check this guy right here. Look at this bell ringer right here. You're talking about enthusiasm, huh? You think he's not ready?
That's hilarious. Look, that is hilarious.
Rick, remember.
He did a jump and spin.
This is the end of November. Let's check him out again on 23rd December.
I mean, that's commitment to the cause right
Swirl,
there.
Swirl, spin, arms, head.
World,
Bubba, that's from our guys in Arkansas again.
They
get some good stuff.
That's fantastic.
I did have a guy call yesterday,
It's in the 9 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock hour yesterday. He said, I said, Rick and Bubba Show, name, where are you calling from? Gave me his name, told me where he was from. And I said, what do you want to talk about, sir? And he goes, nothing. Just testing out the phones, make sure I got my plan in place for this plan. And I thought, wow, planning. Okay.
Getting ready. Yeah.
Interesting.
Getting ready.
But Bubba, we've all, it's the unspoken. Can this system handle the podcast? Because we've had studios that couldn't handle it.
Listen, everything about the 12 working days of Christmas is different at this studio. Greg will have to mail the packages from a different place, and he didn't know where to go.
Oh, that's true.
We've talked about that.
We've left the glacier, haven't we?
Yeah, I've told him where to go, and he's going to love that format. Oh, and so we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. From winning to shipping, it's all new.
And we're broke, so we don't have the money we normally had to buy gifts.
A lot of it is going to be
And the sponsors don't seem as fired up about giving stuff away because they're struggling.
They're broke.
Yeah, they're broke too. So finding somebody to give away expensive gifts or to have money to buy expensive gifts, it's just a tough run this year.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
we're going to plow through it.
This year we will remember the true reason for the season.
Ho ho ho
ho ho ho, Bubba. So we're looking to China. China, you know, they have, it's almost like they have acted like the pandemic has never ended. And anytime somebody sneezes, they shut everybody down again. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that they're neglecting in the science, and we're seeing it in our own country, and I was actually talking to some people dealing with their families yesterday about this topic. It appears those who have isolated themselves away from the world unnecessarily. Now, look, if it's life and death and your immune system's compromised, I understand. But if you're a healthy person and you isolated yourself away from the world, you're getting sicker this season than you ever have, and there's a reason for that. You've weakened your immune system by isolating yourself away. That really has not been...
It's a sad truth. Yes.
It has not been a good idea. Well, China can't seem to figure this out. They're isolating people away, and then when they let them back out, people start getting sick. Well, yeah. But their deal is, hey, we're a communist country, and we'll undo my thumb. But the people, and help me, Bubba, I've been trying to follow this, which is hard when you're dealing with a communist country because it has to leak out because they're not going to tell you. It looks like this has got that this is a pretty rowdy protest from the Chinese people, and they're directing a lot of it personally to Xi.
Yeah,
or how you say his name.
Yeah, we haven't seen this since Tiananmen Square.
Right, yeah.
At this level.
I was uncomfortable with saying Tiananmen.
Yeah,
so I didn't
can say it better than I can Xi. And a lot of us remember when that happened, and you remember the guy that stood in front of the tank. You know, was kind of the symbol of how all that happened.
Right before it ran over.
But, you know, sadly, in a communist country where you don't have any guns, you can't do anything about it. And that is, you know, one of the reasons that we have the Second Amendment here, so citizens can defend themselves.
So they're singing the same song, this the way they're doing this demonstration, as you said, looking back on Tiananmen Square in 89, and they're singing the same song of what was going on then. Adler, explain this to me.
Yes, they're making their way to Tiananmen Square, and you see these people holding the white pieces of paper?
Yeah, what's that?
There's nothing on it, and that is the symbol of the protest.
Okay.
So, because if they write something on it, they could be caught by the government, but everybody knows what it means.
Okay.
And it speaks to, like, they're not allowed to say anything at all. And that's why they're holding up these blank pieces of paper.
So do y'all think them requiring masks are actually helping them not be identified? Because, you know, the Chinese government they still, by the way, this eerie drone that's flying around apartment complexes saying, you know, stay inside or you'll be arrested.
Do not follow your heart's desire for freedom.
It is weird. But now that they're all masked up, I don't know that they can be identified.
And then are we moving to Shanghai? Is the next one? Is that where you're going here?
This is students.
This
Beijing.
Is B. Yeah, 3B.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Using the anthem and their protest song in Tiananmen in 1989, and holding up the blank pieces of paper.
Okay, so that is a direct hearkening back to that.
You know, it is amazing, the human spirit, no matter where it has grown up or what it has been doing or what kind of government it's been living under, it just longs for freedom, doesn't it?
Yeah, and in Shanghai, in 3C, you're going to see the police getting violent with a protester, and the other protesters start shouting at the policeman to let him go. Of course, they don't listen to that because they're going to have to answer to the dictatorship if they don't. But they're all the people are getting rowdy. But look back here in the very back. You can see the other folks coming in. People get to the point to what you were saying, Bubba, where they're just that you can only hold them down so long before they start rising up.
And what will happen to a lot of the police here in this? Of course, they're good communists. They're taking their orders, but in those silent places where they're with each other, they'll start going, are we doing the right thing?
Yeah,
and then
right.
When you see them not enforcing the laws, when you see change.
Well, let me tell you how dictatorships work. And you're right, Bubba, there has to be an awakening. But what they do, which makes it harder, and you're right, the human spirit can still do it. But the way they buy time, that's a better way to put it. The way they buy time on that is they pay those people and give them food and give them nice places to live.
Yeah, they're the upper echelon.
And so they prop up their thugs, and then the thugs would do the work because in return the thugs live a life unlike the rest of the people. They let them have a little feel of the ruling class world, and that motivates them to keep being loyal to the dictatorship. But look at what's saying in 3D. They're at Tiananmen Square in Beijing, and they're chanting. Listen to what they're chanting. We want universal values. We want freedom, equality, democracy, rule of law. We don't want a dictatorship. We don't want a personality cult. So that's that spirit, and that's what they're shouting. And this is happening because what the Chinese government has done in this pandemic is what dictatorships eventually always do. They've overplayed their hand. What they should have done is released a little bit of the thumb, and that way people forget about it, you know. But what they've done this time, they've left the pressure on too long. You can only lock people up and weld their door shut so many times to where they're like, well, okay, so why would I not go against this government? Because if I don't, my life is a welded door inside my apartment. So what am I really trying to save? I'm miserable in this situation being, you know, subservient to the government, or I could be miserable trying to fight for some freedom and maybe overthrow the government. So you don't want to put the people in that position where they feel like that not rising up against you is not a better life.
You know, I wonder how many of them now know this is when you're quarantined in one of these pods, Rick, and they're courting you off. Look at that.
Yeah, when your QR code turns red and you're trying to get on an airplane or something like that, they just have a dude in a pod, and they're just whisking him away.
That looks like Lady Gaga coming to the Grammys.
It really does. It really does. And I wouldn't be surprised if this was a paid actor paid by the government just because the sides are clear, and that's just so weird to me. But it's like this could be a psyop by China to say, hey, look, see, you can peacefully go. This person is peacefully going. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was real or fake.
True.
China is trying to do the zero COVID policy. And it just doesn't work. If you can't have zero COVID. The whole world has COVID.
Right.
You can't do it.
It's not possible.
And, Rick, you were talking about being welded inside the apartment. 10 people died because they were welded inside the apartment.
Had a fire.
It was a fire, yes, sir. And and that's been a huge, some fuel. No
pun intended.
Yeah, for these protests.
I got you.
And then another thing people have said has kind of helped spark this off is people are in China, they're watching the World Cup and seeing these huge crowds without masks, without having to scan a QR code, just out being real and celebrating and living life. And they're seeing these huge crowds, and people in China are going, wait a second, this is how the rest of the world is living?
Well, it's an illegal broadcast because the official Chinese broadcast, they are editing what people are seeing, and they're not showing the crowd except people wearing masks.
Right.
And did I not hear this right? Because I can't watch it.
But Rick, remember this. Right. The people at one time was sold a bill of goods.
Sure they were.
By the communists. You help us get power.
Yep.
And we're going to make everything good for everybody.
Rich
free
people.
Stuff. We're
evil
gonna do,
rich
yeah,
people.
These rich SOBs, they're done.
What they have,
and
you should have,
and
we'll get it for you.
We're all going to share the riches, and everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And see what it brought you. See what it brought you. Hey, does that speech sound?
Our founding fathers.
Does it sound like you've heard it anywhere else?
The founding fathers are screaming from the grave. Any power you allow the government, they will abuse it. So don't allow them a lot.
Yep.
So and then they we've had protesters in the UK, and they're at the embassy there in London, and they're calling for Xi to step down. Yeah,
big crowd,
and that's in London, and that's calling for Xi to step down. So
that's a very, lot of people.
It's a very foreign language, isn't it? I mean, there's.
All right, when we
very foreign.
When we come back, I cannot believe Canada.
Yeah, well, let's look at Justin Trudeau. How do you say his name?
Trudeau.
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 Yeah. Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
Trudeau.
Castro. Justin Trudeau. Oh,
no, not Castro.
Right.
Why did I say Castro?
Has he been caught in a hypocritical moment?
Oh, Bubba. In a big, big way. Remember, he's all about giant government and everybody get in line and put everybody up and stay. And then he has a little something to say about the Chinese protesters that's interesting.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Canadians. Canadians are in the news. Hey!
Hey! You know, the only good part of that would be if the phone system just overwhelmed the board to the point that you couldn't hear the popping anymore.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah. Oh,
wouldn't
that be? That'd be good.
If you really want to pop, catch the archives every day. It's Pop City in there. But
I stopped hearing it for some reason, and then when I hosted the Best Of last week, noticed it.
Yeah, when everybody's not talking, you can really hear it.
I really like it. Yeah. Because I'm trying to make sure everything sounds good and make sure I got levels right, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow.
Let's tell everybody that's why we talk over each other, so you won't hear the popping.
So you won't hear the popping. Yeah. All right, so Canada's Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau.
You know, he's a commie lover and, of course, possibly the love child of Fidel Castro. But anyway, that's alleged. We don't know that.
Listen to what he says, though, about supporting the protest in China.
Unbelievable.
And then we're going to show you what he did in Canada.
Yeah, here we go.
Canadians are watching very closely. Obviously, everyone in China should be allowed to express themselves, should be allowed to share their perspectives and indeed protest. We're going to continue to ensure that China knows we'll stand up for human rights, we'll stand with people who are expressing themselves. We also need to make sure that China and places around the world are respecting journalists and their ability to do their job. We'll continue to make that very clear.
All right, that all sounds good.
That all sounds wonderful.
But, you know, the communist countries don't allow you to do that.
No, they don't.
That's kind of part of their deal. They don't want anybody doing that.
No.
So, but let's see, did the prime minister do that in Canada when there were protests?
Okay. Let's have a look-see.
Uh-oh.
Looks like the Canadian government is really clamping down on protesters everywhere. That does not look very. Oh my! Oh wow! Oh, that's
complete with music.
Yeah. Oh, breaking out somebody's window. It looks like that Trudeau's government thugs were not. They look a lot like China, doesn't it?
Looks a lot like China. That you mentioned that.
It looks a lot.
Oh wow!
It looks a lot.
Canada.
Canada.
Somebody missed their breakfast with syrup this morning.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm.
Here's a 50-second clip in which, if you guys want it, here's Justin Trudeau when the people were pushing back against the vaccine mandates.
Yep.
This was his comments, and he called them racist and misogynist, and it's just a joke. It's just a joke, if you guys want to hear it. Here's Trudeau during the anti-vax protest.
Yes, there is a small fringe element in this country that is angry, that doesn't believe in science.
You mean like half the country?
That is lashing out with racist, misogynistic attacks.
Ooh, not that.
But Canadians, the vast majority of Canadians, are not represented by them. and I know Rick. Will not allow those voices, those special interest groups, those protesters who can, I don't even want to call them protesters, those anti-vaxxer mobs to dictate how this country gets through this pandemic.
Okay. You realize he called himself, he called them protesters, which is what he really meant.
Yes. Right.
And he realized, oh gosh, I can't say protester.
Yeah, I can't say protester. That was the wrong word.
Because then when I come back support
mobs.
Because when I come out to support China, I'll look like I'm a hypocrite.
You remember too, don't forget when the truckers had their protest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was the big one where they were just he was being nasty about that. Huh?
Yeah, and they cut if you donated to them like on PayPal or Venmo or whatever it was.
Yeah, they were tracking
you down. They froze your accounts. They froze your money just for donating to the truckers.
But now he wants the people of China to know the people that he stands with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's
it. Yeah. I tell you, there's nothing like a little wannabe communist caught in a hypocritical video clip, is there?
Here's the thing.
Doesn't get any better.
The thing about the follow the science garbage that all the dictator-loving people, tyrannical government people, just they wanted two spoonfuls of. But, you know, I guess y'all could have played that card up to the point that you started telling scientists that they also – didn't know science.
Right.
So when scientists begin to have different views, it just wasn't all of us rubes out here, as y'all seem to think we are.
Right.
we were actually hearing scientists disagree and telling us scientifically why what some scientists and government officials were telling us was not scientifically correct.
Mm-hmm.
And those people were demonized. What we did is we picked preferred science, and we didn't have a critical thinking, true debate among scientists. We picked the government picked their favorite scientist, and then those against the government picked their favorite scientists, and that's not science.
Rick, when we thought that we had a black plague,
mm-hmm.
where 25% of the population could die, those were the steps you were looking at,
mm-hmm.
and shutdowns. That's a valid defense when you get to that level, but once we saw it was 1%, less than 1%, depending on whose numbers you want to go with. Nobody had it more than 2%. When you see it's that, you need to get back to normal as quick as you can.
Bottom of the hour, your phone calls are next. Look in there at Blazing Silverman, Rick and Bubba intern. He's ready to take your phone calls right now. 866-WE-BE-BIG. We chat with you next.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
All right, so these emails are coming in, Bubba, and we need to stay on top of it. Here's from Mike, who listens to the show. Sorry, guys, I must have missed the first part of the show today. Did I hear right that Helmsy is leaving the show, moving to Florida to work for DeSantis?
That's funny because the head coach is named DeSanto.
Oh, okay.
That's where he's getting at.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Justin funny. DeSanto. So, I'm not. And Speedy, stop
on the website,
fueling this fire, okay? Mm-hmm. Listen, here's the deal.
We're going to have Michael Helms Day Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bubba, would you stop?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don Juan's coming back.
I am.
There he goes. It's been a good run.
Hey.
Go Blazers.
Not just yet, guys. Not leaving.
Go Blazers.
Not going
go nowhere. Blazers. Go Blazers. Go Blazers. Go.
This is a part-time assistant coaching position. I want to make
is
that very clear.
That you have to
it will not affect the Rick and Bubba show. Stop it.
Okay.
I think that's what makes it so strange is because it's part-time, you're leaving still. I don't get it.
Look, we get it, buddy. We get it.
Yeah.
Now,
I am excited
about this.
I got a text from Don Juan wanting clarification.
Right. What's up, mm-hmm. he says.
Look, the reality is.
Wow, the text from Greg just.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sure. That's why I chose to announce it today. Just got one of the sweetest messages I think I have ever received since my time being here.
Uh-huh.
From this woman that does not want me to leave. Mm. And I'm like, I'm not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. I've got my typical emails, everybody hoping I do.
No, I get that too.
Right.
Listen. I've also had people sending me their resume, passing it on, wanting me to pass it on to you guys.
Yeah, right. No,
like, it's not happening. It's
I got an email, someone totally confused because I heard you were transitioning and they didn't know what that meant.
Right.
And I was like, no, just jobs.
Right.
Greg's not here. You don't have to fill his role.
Well, we feel kind of a pressure to do so.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. I'm here. Listen, the reality is I'm a planner. I'm goal-oriented. I realize that I hope it's 10, 15 years, okay? Uh-huh. I hope it's 10, 15 years.
Uh-huh.
That's when you make the decision to go to the farm and go to the lake, mm-hmm. okay? On record for that.
I hope it's 20.
Well, see, you're in the same boat. See, Adler and I are in this.
So does my banker.
Well, Adler and I are in a different position than y'all, because if y'all leave tomorrow.
Am I mud?
Well, no, but you've put yourself, you're older and you've put yourself, Greg's the same way. If they were to leave, Greg may decide, well, I'm not going to get up and drive to hang out with Speedy and Helms all day.
He's
I don't
trying
know the
to change
to
this into us leaving.
I know.
So what I'm doing is
welcome to Walmart.
Is I am planning for the future. I want to coach. I want to teach tennis. This is an opportunity to do that. And with us, hey, listen, I'm with UAB. They're jumping. They're leaving Conference USA, going into a better situation in American Athletic.
Yeah. The sky's the limit. USA is pretty good.
I know you're just. I know you're just an assistant, so you don't really have the authority to bring Bubba on, right?
No. I can't believe they brought me on. That's why I didn't.
Would he be a consultant?
That's why I didn't tell you this before as official, because I'm afraid they'd choose Bubba over me.
Right.
If we're being honest.
Now, are you like Cadillac Williams? Are you like first assistant, like just kind of head coach in waiting?
No. Listen, I'm the low man on the totem pole, and I have so much to learn.
You know what I like about my position?
Extremely excited.
My position now, I can go watch what I want to watch, when I want to watch it, and leave whenever I want to.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to be the last man out anymore.
That's but you get to go to the lake in 5 years. I don't.
Well,
20 years. 20.
Again, you keep saying five. What's up with that?
Well, I need 20.
I do know their ages. Okay. Yeah. I hope it's 70, 75 when they shut this down.
Well,
I really do.
At some point, and none of us know the future, and we found that out in a very harsh way just this year.
Sure.
How sweet. Somebody started a GoFundMe for you.
How about that?
Yeah.
But nobody knows. You, nobody knows the future, but there are some things you can look at and go, well, now there's certain things that are undeniable.
Yeah.
And that is the numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the numbers, I mean, they're undeniable.
What numbers?
That you and I are about to be 60.
Yeah.
I mean, and
just a number, Rick.
Well, I will tell you this. It's actually how the pastor where I go to church now ended up at the church where I am now, because he was getting he's done everything. I mean, he's currently, like as we speak, he's in Germany, like teaching pastors, this kind of thing. And he said he was kind of dealing with, you know, his age. Is it time to shut it down and whatever? And he said he went to Japan.
Konnichiwa.
And he saw this, like, pastor in his 70s there with this gigantic church of Japanese Christians. And he's preaching, you know, I forget the number. There's no way it was less than five services a week.
Wow.
And I even think it was more than that, but I'm going to tone it down not to exaggerate. And he said he saw his energy and everything, and he was looking at the guy, and he was like, how's this guy? He said, I felt kind of convicted that I don't need to shut it down. And he said he started doing research, and he realized that if he has his health, which this pastor does, that if a man has his health, the decade of 60 to 70 is the most productive decade of his life.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's good.
If he has
that. So at least 10 more.
Yes. And you know what the second most productive is?
And if we stay at it that long, 20. We hope to add two more affiliates.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Well, man, the emails are pouring in. People really with their resume. Don't
stop.
Send them to me. Also, this one here says, sad to see Helmsy leaving the show, but congratulations to him on becoming University of Alabama's new athletic director of tennis. They want to know, will you be rubbing shoulders with Saban now?
Stop.
It's UAB.
Just stop.
Somebody said that he's even going to work right now to get the band to be able to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Good night.
You go.
It is.
See what I used to have to
live. I know. I'm not going anywhere. Okay? It's going to be a long time before that happens. Here's the thing.
Hey,
I love tennis. I'm excited about tennis. It's a unique opportunity. I want to coach for the next 20 years of my life, and this is a good place to do it.
Well, it's been an honor.
It's been a good run.
Stop it.
It's been a good run.
It's
been an
absolute
heck of a run.
Yeah. Heck of a run. Atta kid. Rick and Bubba. Twitter, under the guidance of Elon Musk now, has reinstated 62,000 banned accounts. And it's under suspension amnesty. And the report claims here's who it could include. And then it goes to list a bunch of them. But I mean, you're talking about 62,000. And so,
Here's a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, Kanye West.
Did Trump ever decide if he was coming back? He's allowed to now.
Yeah, he said he wasn't.
Because he has his own platform now?
Right. Yeah. Andrew Tate, who is that?
I don't have any idea.
Jordan Peterson.
I know who that is. Mm-hmm. Didn't know he was banned, by the way.
Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, the representative on the right that's can get a little loose in the turns or something.
Andrew Tate is a controversial British internet personality dude. He's a lot of people say he's very misogynistic in his takes and stuff like that.
Oh, you say he's a bit controversial.
I don't know much about him.
And Elon is saying he took it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
He took it to the users of Twitter who voted in a poll. Should we give general amnesty to suspended accounts provided they have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam?
Mm.
The yes votes were 72.4%. 27.6% said no. So he went with it. He went with it. Said, okay, you want them back, we'll bring them back. If they act right, they'll be okay. And he, you know, what's acting right is he's giving them a lot of latitude to say what they want to say. Although, if they're breaking the law or they're egregious in their comments, he says he will take them off.
Well, it's caused...
But it's not going to be a political decision.
Right. Well, and I actually find myself saying something that I never thought I would say. I agree with Alyssa Milano. And this is kind of the way that I was seeing it back during the, hey, man, we need to get away. You need to leave Twitter. You don't need to be on there. And, you know, Alyssa Milano is now on the other end of the spectrum where we were back when it was being run by all the communists and the fascists. She said she was going to leave, you know, when Elon took over. And, of course, all the, you know, the folks on The View, they're all leaving and they're no
whatever. Oh, yeah.
Well,
we couldn't be so lucky.
Well, here's what she said, and I actually agree with this, even though I oppose most of everything she believes. She says, we can't cede the territory. It's like a turf war. Why would I leave Twitter and now that I can say whatever I want?
Yeah.
And at first she felt pressure to because she had, but really.
Well, now she took her Tesla back, right?
Well, they were talking about it, I guess she
and
did.
And bought a Volkswagen.
And if she wants to do that, that's fine because we know the history of the Germans.
Right.
Wait,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, yeah. What? Right.
You're calling Elon Musk a fascist. And you went and got rid of your Tesla to buy a Volkswagen because you're anti-fascist?
Who founded Volkswagen again?
hey, did you have any history class? History class at all?
We would like to thank Elisa for the purchase. You were driving.
Listen, Volkswagen's a fine. It's a fine automobile,
of course. Mm-hmm.
And the German people are fine folks.
But that is funny.
But you have to admit, any pointed head dimwit who says they're trying to get away from fascists, so they're going to the German product. That's funny. I don't care who you are.
But when The View says, and I know that we've even had Joy Behar's had to apologize to some group she called a hate group because she didn't know what she was talking about. But when they say that all Elon Musk has done is made Twitter free speech for straight white men.
That's insane.
Man. See, that means that the only people on there would have to have that point of view. And ladies, I hate to break this to you. That's not – he's allowing people to express themselves – no matter what they believe or what they say, as long as it's not criminal. And like I said, he doesn't like all these spam people, but I don't think any of us like them. But no, he's saying you're not going to hear just one side of the political spectrum. So do you see what's happening here? The leftists, even when freedom has come to a platform, they still want to decide who gets to talk and who doesn't, even them leaving their point of view because they want it they want to leave it to other people. They're only going to go to a place that they approve of what everybody has to say.
Yeah, I mean,
their point of view is the only one that's allowed, and then they will accuse somebody else of doing exactly what they do.
And they love to crush an opposing view.
Mm-hmm.
They either don't want it on Twitter or they want to cancel you after you've come out and said anything they don't agree with, which by definition, is what the fascists
well,
do.
And where I
do find that comical also.
I thought her Volkswagen thing was ridiculous, but in this particular point, I think she's had a little bit of a wake-up call. Why would you leave Twitter when you can get on there and express yourself too?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Of course, all the girls on the View, they couldn't believe it. They're not. Yeah. They said not me. Whoopi says, no, I'm going to leave that platform.
Now, they've had a lot of folks pull advertising, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Elon says they are losing $4 million a day right now, even though their subscribers have gone way up. We know of at least 61,999 new subscribers, right?
Yep.
Just had, yeah. had their account reinstated, yep. although Trump's not on there yet.
Well, Trump's built his own thing, and yeah. he's probably saying, if you want to hear from me, you got to come to my thing.
I agree. I understand. That. That's the, yeah. the free market.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want any of these platforms to be so powerful, including Twitter, that they're the only kid in town.
No.
You know, that's where you get danger, because who's next?
Yeah.
You know, Elon won't always be in charge of it. It could be, you know, some other goofball or something, you know?
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
You know what is interesting, though? All along, he has said that he plans on taking it public again,
mm-hmm.
long term. I mm-hmm. mean, he's not going to stay with it. He's got to occupy Mars.
Well, but, well, here's one of the things. I had a discussion about this yesterday with someone in the know. So you see Elon, and they're going through some financial stuff with advertisers pulling, and that's all. That's you know, fine. But we go back to this, where I think some of these advertisers, you know, have lost their way. Do you think there's anybody that has been more straightforward about views that, for some reason, have been allowed to be, you know, demonized, other than Mike Lindell? Do you think Mike Lindell's pretty controversial to the left, and we must destroy Mike Lindell? He must be removed. He must be arrested. He must be silenced. Right. So I got an update yesterday. Did you know that company is blowing and going? They're saying their sales are completely through the roof. Yeah. Now, let me tell you why that's important. It's important because when you're living in a fake world of propaganda, you have to find some way to find the truth.
Right.
So in this particular case, here's what we can say based on numbers that are real numbers that people can see. So it's one or two reasons. If you produce a product that people love at a good price, they may tell their friends at the country club how much they hate you, but they still go buy your product yeah. because it's better. All right, that's one thing. Or this illusion that you're outdated, you're a Neanderthal, you don't represent the current population of the United States of America or the world, that maybe the way Mike Lindell sees a lot of things are people who either that or they're not bothered by how he sees the world.
Right.
That they're still buying his products. I mean, they're saying their sales are through the roof.
I just bought four pillows this
right.
week.
So the notion that
Green
you,
label.
The notion that if you stick to your guns like a Mike Lindell, your business will be removed and destroyed really isn't true. And the people won't buy your products because of your view. Either they will, or more people have the same view.
Well,
find your niche and say, I can make quite a good living by playing to my niche, and my niche is enough. I don't need y'all anyway.
Have you noticed if you have a really good product, you seem to be able to plow through the woke protest?
Yes. Well,
like Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
Like Duck Dynasty? Like
Chick-fil-A is unwokeable, and I hope these kids don't mess it up that are running it now.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But they're really, they really can't seem to be impacted by the woke. And I think it's really what we said yesterday about the football thing. It's the same way in business. If Hugh Freeze wins football games, he'll be forgiven for anything he's ever done in his life. And if he loses, he'll be reminded of it.
Yeah,
that's just the way it really is. It shouldn't
be
that
way.
And
it could change week to week.
Oh, it could change week to week. It could change game to game.
When we come back, and Adler, this is unfair. Maybe you can find it in the break. You know, with Apple threatening to pull Twitter off of their app so you can download it, Elon mentioned that he might invent a phone. Did you know he was already working on one prior to that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called the PiPhone.
What, say that again?
PiPhone.
Rick and Bubba. Instead of Rick and Bubba.
So going to the We Be Big is our number. All right, so going to the break, Bubba, you said Elon Musk, because of the way, you know, Apple's leaving, you know, they're trying to some reason punish Elon Musk. Of course, you know, they ask us not to have any ill will toward them on the way they use labor in China. But and of course, then they'll ostracize wealthy companies for doing the same thing they do, which I've never understood. But anyway, so he was working on something that he was going to call PiPhone. Is he just messing with them?
No, it actually
– is this real, right?
They say it's real, and they say they've been working on it under the Tesla banner. And it's going to interface with the cars and basically give you more control over the cars and all that kind of stuff. But he calls it the PiPhone. And he was joking about it. It's been rumored for a long time, but there's a lot of stories about it, and there's pictures of two or three different versions of them out on the internet too. So I don't know if it's real or not.
He says he will do it. If they don't come around, he will make an alternative.
I'll tell you this. Don't need to ask me anything, Elon. Remember what happened a couple weeks ago? I can't speak to this either. So I'm going to just go Adler Speedy. Y'all have to chime in here.
Yeah. So I mean, I certainly, if he can send stuff off into space, I'm sure he can make a phone.
If I can put things in orbit, I probably can build a phone. Sure. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. One of the biggest jokes that's going on right now is the fact that Elon is being villainized for just supporting free speech, left or right. He is absolutely a villain in the mainstream media.
Which is weird.
Which is crazy. And then you look at what Apple did in China here recently to avoid the firewall that they have in China. These protesters have been using the AirDrop feature to pass information from phone to phone. And Apple has actually limited that ability in China, actually shutting down free speech of protesters that are being oppressed, locked in their homes, and people aren't saying anything to Apple about that. Meanwhile, Elon is the villain for supporting free speech.
Did you see Babylon Bee?
Why is Elon the villain though? Because he doesn't get in line and agree with the left. Look, he doesn't agree with everything we want on the right. No, we still think the fact that he's out there as a guardian of free speech is a good idea.
I bet Elon Musk and I would have disagreements on a lot of issues.
But I bet we could agree on a lot of things, too.
Yeah, right. But he doesn't. So this is what I'm saying, as you just said. It's not some right-wing deal. It's freedom.
Right.
Yeah, because I wouldn't consider him to be some staunch conservative.
Yes, absolutely.
And as he said himself, I just got that I was all about being Democratic till the Democratic Party turned into this ridiculous thing. He said that himself. Yep. Y'all moved away from me. I didn't move from y'all.
Well, we've heard that. My mom said that.
So the Babylon Bee on this inconsistency with Apple in China. Tim Cook says he's ready to pull Twitter from App Store once President Xi gives the order.
Yeah, the whole thing is you support free speech even if you don't agree with it. Like, for example, on our YouTube comments section here, people weigh in and comment all the time, and somebody commented, "When did Adler start weighing in? He's an idiot." And, you know, maybe I don't agree with that. Maybe I don't agree with that, but I still support their right to say it.
Right.
You know, that is really the key. The most important free speech you can ever support is that you don't agree with.
Yes. Right.
And see, the one on the left, they can't agree with that.
They can't handle it.
Right. Babylon Bee, I'm sorry, I'm trapped now. New elf on the shelf will scan your social media account to see if you misgendered anyone. Kind of lay there on fire right now.
Well, look, hadn't the world just give them so much to work with?
Oh, it's like, again, you can't tell if a Babylon Bee title is real or they're just having fun.
I mean, a few years ago, you could make a joke about going in the bathroom, the wrong bathroom, and no, it didn't even mean anything.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Babylon Bee, by the way, is back on Twitter now, too. They've been released.
Oh, they're part of the 62.
They've been released.
Rick. Point in case, how ridiculous is the fact they were taken off there? They're a comedy. They do comedy. They do satire.
Yes.
Okay? And they were banned because there's some threat to democracy? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well,
the threat to democracy are the people trying to shut down free speech.
Progressive family adds new Planned Parenthood location to Christmas Village display.
Golly. That's so good.
This is a good one. Bubba, you and I remember this one on Monday. Man hits fitness goal of only gaining 9 pounds over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's it.
So
hold the line, baby.
And, of course, China taps Governor Gretchen Whitmer to lead lockdown enforcement.
Y'all, this was the tweet.
That's
so
good. That's a good one.
This was the tweet that got the Babylon Bee banned. They made Rachel Levine, who is a transgender woman, I guess is how you say that.
Yep.
Transgender woman. Mm-hmm. They Babylon Bee named Rachel Levine Man of the Year.
Right.
She's a woman with XY chromosome. Take it up with the biology department.
You know what I thought about on this ridiculous thing, which again, compassion is one thing, acting like it's normal is another.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I was watching, what was it? They found some find where they're digging up archaeological. How you say it?
Archaeological.
See how hard that is.
Rick, why don't you do that?
An
archaeo. I could say it.
Indiana Jones guy found some stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Archaeological.
Yeah, that's a tough word to say. This archaeologist found some stuff. Okay.
Archaeological.
So anyway, so when they pull this gravesite from this famous family, okay, now think about this. So they want to know, it was the Romanovs that the Russians killed. So it was about them finding the mass grave where they think their bodies were. Well, they wanted to identify to see if it really was them, and it was when Queen Elizabeth was trying to find them a proper burial when she was dealing with Yeltsin, Boris Yeltsin, and all this about that. So anyway, they were able to identify males and females from bones. From bones. From bones.
From what, Rick?
I mean, bones. The bones aren't even the same.
Yes.
I mean, it's just absurd. Absolutely absurd.
Well, they could just tell by the way they look. They probably didn't have to DNA test them. They could see the hips.
The hips exactly and all that, yes. Like.
Absolutely. I mean, bone structures. Totally different.
It's absurd.
X and XY.
Bottom of the hour.
Let me tell you why. One's a boy, one's a girl.
You want to talk to the peeps?
Sure.
866-WE-BE-BIG. We'd love to hear from you.
Speedy, see if you can get Elon to be on the podcast with us.
All 10 lines podcasts are available.
Tell him we'll eat donuts and talk about the world.
Tell him we're like Babylon Bee. He went on theirs. So we'll take your phone calls next. Dial us up.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Chase is listening to us out of Vestavia Hills, the former home of the Broadcast Plaza and Teleport. Chase, what's on your mind today, buddy?
Hey, guys. How we doing? You doing all right?
We're doing great. Doing real good.
Good. I just wanted to touch base on this Hugh Freeze, finalizing this contract with Auburn. What do you guys think about it?
What do we think about it? We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but now we've seen the press conference, or I did. Bubba said, hey, here's where you can find it, and I went and found it. So watch that. I think, all indications are that this is a good hire for Auburn. What do you think about it? Are you an Auburn fan?
I'm more of an Alabama fan, but,
Which means no. That means no. If you're an Alabama fan, you are not allowed to be an Auburn fan and vice versa.
We all know that.
So from your point of view as a Bama fan, how do you see it?
I think it's a real good move for them. They kind of struggled this year, and, the table got turned on, and, the Alabama game when they played, there was a lot of bad calls. And, I feel like this is a new step for them, a new journey, and I hope to see them do good. They have a lot of fresh players and a lot of young talent. So within this next year coming up, I hope to see them do a really outstanding job. And,
okay, so you're really an Auburn fan. You're an Auburn fan pretending to be an Alabama fan, so your point of view doesn't look like you're being a homer? That's what it sounds like to me. There's no way you're an Alabama fan saying these things. Or if you are, you're not a very good one.
Well, Chase, and here is the painful truth in all of this. The way the polls are done and the way these things are done now, both teams need the other team to be very good when they beat them. Because if you beat a bad team, it doesn't help you out.
Right.
And really, and some fans know this, some just can't bring themselves to it, but it is better if your arch rival is undefeated when you play them, because it's the last game of the season. If you win then, boy, that really makes you look good to the voters.
Yeah, ask Michigan. And,
yeah.
Perfect
scenario, Rick.
Here's a
if they had beat Ohio State and they were 4-6 going into it, it wouldn't have helped them out that much.
That's
now
right.
They're going to move forward because they were in the top four to begin with.
Yeah. Here's some of the clips from the press conference. Here's 7A, Coach Hugh Freeze talking about being at Auburn. Here you go.
While Auburn, it's Pat Dye Field. It's Jordan-Hare Stadium, is the Tiger Walk, is the Eagle Flight, and it's Rolling Tumors Corners, the Kick Six, is Bo Over the Top. It's tremendous sense of community, it's pride and passion and that people hold for Auburn. It's the Auburn Creed, man. I believe in work, hard work, which it will take. I believe in the spirit of being unafraid. I don't fear much in life, and I don't think our team will either. I believe in the people. It's the Auburn family. This place is special, and there's no other place that I want to be. I believe in Auburn and love it. War Eagle.
So there you go. And then this little now, I understand that he is likely telling the truth when he says that he is friends with Nick Saban and knows Nick Saban's wife, Miss Terry. But he takes a little dig here, which among friends is fine. And that's what it was intended.
Yeah.
But when you do this inside the lunacy of the Auburn-Alabama rivalry, it is just going to infuriate Bama fans. Nick Saban and his wife are laughing at this because they know this is either an acquaintance or a real friend of theirs
right.
that is having some fun. But the fans here aren't in on that. The fans don't see it that way. Remember, the fans are different than the coaches and the players. The fans don't give the team up when a better offer comes along. The fans don't get in the transfer portal. So the fans' loyalty to the brand, as I said, borderlines at times on lunacy. And for some reason, I promise you, this upset some people. I think it was intended just as a funny among friends. But here it is.
Of course, we know you'd be in Alabama while at Ole Miss. How much are you looking forward to matching up against Nick Saban in the Iron Bowl?
Well, you don't take this job if you're not built to want that. And I welcome that. I want it. I want to be in that arena. I really, really, really enjoy that type of game. And I have a great respect for Nick, and he and Miss Terry have been really good friends to us, too. But I hope they're a little nervous today.
Picture the Dickie Nadmeyers of the world. Yeah,
I know.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody nervous. Nick Saban ain't nervous about nobody.
Yeah.
A rotate.
But I think that was intended to be a little fun.
Well, I think it was.
Of course, you ever tried to have fun with this robber?
you don't want to be giving anybody bulletin board material with that bull out there roaming around.
No,
you know?
You don't. Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Bear standing by. A rotate
and a bear to you.
Bear, go ahead.
Roll Tide, guys. What's up?
We're good.
I wanted to mention two characters that I haven't heard in a long time that I really miss. The first one is, of course, here during college football is Keith Jackson. And the second one, big time handle, but I miss Stewart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, that's
– what are you doing? You're
giving us two that are really hard to come up with.
What are you doing? Yeah, it's going to be hard to get Stewart in this current arrangement. And I don't know what happened to the guy that did the outstanding impression of Keith Jackson. I don't know whatever happened to him.
Yeah, he just called the show.
Yeah, that we didn't have a connection to him other than he was just a caller.
Whoa, Nelly.
Yes, indeedy. I don't know what happened to him. Where he went, he don't know if he's even still alive. Well, we're at the age
wow,
now.
Rick,
you have
Rick,
to say
you carried
that
to an extreme.
You could
just say we haven't heard from him in a while.
Maybe
he's dead.
Hey, do you want me to play the song Remember, and you want me to tell Adler to roll everybody associated with the show that is no longer on this earth?
I know.
That list has
been here a while.
Huh?
Never mind.
What?
I'll tell you about
I didn't know that was your signal for jail. But the
I've noticed that you'll talk more on
air. I can hear you.
I know nobody heard me.
Everybody watching on YouTube
not
saw you.
Not one
go,
person. No, I was pointed away.
I didn't hear it, and I have excellent hearing.
Yeah, yeah. You're dangerous.
You
right
are.
Now.
I think it's the holidays and the Chris
cool air. I don't know
cool
what's
air.
Going on, but you'll say anything.
Anything.
More dangerous anything. Than ever, Rick.
Right.
Are you trying to make up for Greg being gone?
No, I think it's with my. I think it's with my age. I'm just starting to care less.
Yes, right. You are.
Sure. About what everybody thinks about things.
Rick, you know, there's just not as many people can eat you as you used to be. You know,
care about us, the folks that are sweeping it up.
Okay, I acknowledge.
Don't throw peanut hulls on the ground.
I want to tell everybody watching this show and listening to this show. If the Lord allows me to live on, y'all are in for a wild ride. I plan on doing my job better than I've ever done it before. And so hang on.
Yeah. Because what the audience heard sounds, I'll fill you in.
I'm getting
it's
more
not
and
what
more.
They think.
I'm getting more and more willing to go for the life.
Woo! Wait, Greg's in jail?
Yeah, that's why he's not here today, according to Rick.
Well, I mean, we don't know where he is. We'll be back.
Rick. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
In the basement. Does anybody know Basement Joe?
Well, he's talking to union workers, Basement Bubba, Joe. Because, you know, he's for the working man. Mm-hmm. You know, he still rode the public transit somewhere. He used to always say that.
Well,
he's Rick, a man for the people.
This is so funny because he is now leading the charge in Congress from a 1920s law that they're going to pass a bill to prevent the rail workers from striking.
Mm-hmm.
And
interesting.
This, I mean, he's basically taking the union's power away from them. But he's a man for unions,
right?
And supports unions, and the unions support him. But when the rubber meets the road, he's not there for them.
For some reason, he thinks only 10 years ago nobody would have known what a supply chain is.
Yeah,
10 years ago. All right, so here is our ever fading president. Here we go.
10 years ago, how many of you knew what the hell a supply chain was?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm serious.
No, we are, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we all knew what it was.
Everybody knew because, what it was, too.
You know why? Because we haven't been on the government troughed our whole life.
Well,
we've had to deal with
easy
it.
Easy now. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
It is true. Did he think these union workers didn't know what supply chain was 10 years ago?
I mean, right there.
No, he didn't know what it was 10 years ago.
I'm serious. I know, that's what worries us.
Don't have to cuss about it.
Right.
I mean,
that's what he
stop
does.
Calling me Sherman. I mean,
that's when he does that little edge thing for the blue collar folks. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this is your guy, and you supported him, and this is what he's doing to you. You have all the power in the world now with Christmas coming up to get this done and have a strike, and now you're not going to be able to do it legally. They're going to put the clamps on you. So I don't know. I'm amazed at who people support and what they get for that support.
Next in 2B, he's gonna let's give you the background, the truth first, because you always need that when dealing with any politician, especially a Democrat or a Clinton or a Biden. He played one semester of freshman football and then quit and never played football again. Okay, that's the facts. Okay. But here he's gonna make you believe he could have been an all-world player if he'd had this guy he's talking to blocking for him. So here we go.
Jeff, thanks. Thank you, Jeffrey, for your introduction. I really mean it. It's a big deal. And you're a big guy. As I told you, if I had you running in front of me when I was playing flanker back, I could have been an All-American, man. I could have been big. Could have been big.
Okay. All-American. All-American. He played one semester his freshman year, and he was going to be an All-American.
It's a funny line.
It's a funny line.
I got it.
What would have been funnier.
Got it.
Here's what would have been funnier.
I'll give him that one.
If he would have said this, if I'd have had you blocking for me, I wouldn't have quit.
Yeah. That's
would have
funny.
Now that's funny.
And that's real.
Yeah, that's real. That would have been funny.
I wouldn't have quit, and I probably would have been all conference.
Right. That would have been a funny line.
I wouldn't have quit.
Because you know what he said. Now, how many of you 10 years ago ever knew what a fullback was? Well, I'm serious.
He said flanker. He said flanker back.
He did. Right.
Does anybody call it flanker back?
Nope.
No. That's old school.
That's not one of the current terminologies. You have a flanker.
He aged himself right there.
Hello there, it's Rick and Bubba, and we are inviting you to join us tomorrow for a brand new edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick, it'll be a big and busy show as always. We'll get you all the headlines you need to know about. And Rick, we're moving into December. Can
How
you believe
that?
It?
December 1, baby.
That's right.
And the first gift of the 12 working days of Christmas. Yeah. Don't miss it.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.